I am speaking on the phone today with pianist Tianchu An, who is performing in Knoxville on Sunday, March 8th at 2:30 p.m. as part of the Evelyn Miller Young Pianist Series. Good afternoon, Tian. Thank you for speaking with me today.
Thank you very much.
You are originally from Beijing and currently reside in Philadelphia. Now, when did you start playing the piano?
I started playing piano when I was at the age of 5. And then at age of 9, I entered the elementary school attached to the Central Conservatory of Music in Beijing. And then I came to Curtis Institute when I was 16.
Was that a difficult transition, moving to the United States at 16 years old?
Yes, I think so, because at that time, all the under 18 people, we need to have a guardian. And it was also a little bit difficult for me to understand English, like, mm-hmm. because it's all the classes in English.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to learn the ESL course, and that was very helpful for me. And gradually, I improved.
Last year sounds like it was a very busy one for you. You made your orchestral debut performing with the Philadelphia Orchestra, and you were also a finalist in the International Tchaikovsky Piano Competition. Congratulations on both of those.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I read that there was a big mishap during the final round of the Tchaikovsky competition where you were prepared to play the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto, but the orchestra instead began playing the Paganini Variations by Rachmaninoff, which virtually has no introduction. Tell me about that moment. What was going through your mind when you heard them playing the Rachmaninoff instead?
Oh, it was like a blank uh-huh. in my mind. It's like I have no thoughts at all. And it was like some kind of muscle reaction, because the piece I'm very familiar with. So I just played the first several chords by just like some physical reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And then the orchestra turned to the tutti part. And that was like 20 seconds,
mm-hmm.
which is like the 20 seconds that I have no notes to play. Then at that time, I need to think and try to calm down.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem at that time was like, if I still need to continue to play or I should stop. And then at that time, I just think about that maybe I should just continue to play, because it's a behavior to respect the audience, mm-hmm. the competition, and the juries. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. That must have been so shocking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about the music on your recital a little bit. You are performing two sonatas by Beethoven, Sonata Number 4 mm-hmm. and Number 31. So you have an early sonata versus a late sonata. Why did you select these two sonatas to perform?
To have a contrast between early sonata and the late sonata. And also, I chose two Beethoven sonata because this year is the 250 years of Beethoven's birth.
Mm-hmm.
And in my own point of view, Opus 7, the number 4, was one of the major and one of the meaningful sonatas of his early period, because it is also called the Grand Sonata. And the duration of it is very long, and the content is very rich. To play that, I need to have great variety in characters. And mm-hmm. for the late one, the Opus 110, of course, it's one of the major three late period sonata.
Mm-hmm.
And I play it because of the melody, especially the melodies in the third movement. That was really very touching for mm-hmm. me to play.
How does the early sonata compare to the late sonata? Like, how are they different?
I think the early sonata, it has more energy mm-hmm. and also more like to belong to the classical period, because we can see that in that sonata, he still has the impact from Haydn or Mozart. So I think it's more important to play it very stylish. But for the late one, it's like the beginning of the Romanticism. So I can add more personal expression, passion, and drama into it. I think use these two sonatas to show how Beethoven, he himself, was a figure to transform the music from one era into another period.
And starting off the second half of your program, you are performing selections from Tchaikovsky's small pieces. Now, these are pieces
yes.
that many young pianists learn in piano lessons. And you are approaching these pieces from a very advanced point in your career, are you able to experience more depth with these seemingly simple pieces?
You know, actually, I haven't seen about this question, like, to compare with the younger or like, the people who begin to study piano.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not thinking if or whether I'm advanced or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the pieces can really show a lot of beautiful images,
mm-hmm.
and the beautiful expression, and the great melodies in those pieces really struck me and still strike me, and I think it will also strike all the audience. And I chose these small pieces in order to make a contrast with the first half, because the first half is like two sonata form, it's very huge structure. And the second half, I want to show like small pieces,
mm-hmm.
in romantic era.
And so what's in store for next year? Do you have any competitions or performances planned?
I have a tour in China this year, 2020,
mm-hmm.
from actually May 20th to June 14th. And I need to travel all over China for 15 concerts. And this November, I will also play the Tchaikovsky First Concerto again with the Moscow Philharmonic.
Well, exciting. How much longer will you be at Curtis?
I still have 2 more years.
Okay. Pianist Tianshu An, thank you for talking with me today, and safe travels to Knoxville.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I hope I can play well during the concert.
Oh, I'm sure you will. Pianist Tianshu An performs on Sunday, March 8th at 2:30 p.m. as part of the Evelyn Miller Young Pianist Series, presented in Powell Recital Hall in the Natalie Haslam Music Center here on the UTK campus. This will be the final concert in this year's series. Tickets and information are available online at youngpianistseries.com.